Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Time for a bonus guided meditation. We're tackling a big subject, holding grudges. Is it possible to drop your grudges? Is it possible to forgive, maybe even forgive yourself? For some of us, this can feel almost insurmountable, maybe straight up impossible. But forgiveness is a skill, something you can practice. And we're going to do it today via the meditation teacher, Diana Winston. She's been teaching mindfulness since 1999. She's the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. She's written a bunch of books, including The Little Book of Being, Practices and Guidance for Uncovering Your Natural Awareness. She's also a popular teacher over on the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and this is a meditation for when you want to try to forgive another person. Forgiveness is a process. We really need to keep this in mind, and it definitely doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes people have done things that have been very harmful to us, and there are very good reasons why we haven't forgiven them. But there may be a time in your life where you feel like you want to forgive. So you can use this meditation, but take it very slowly and gently, really listening into your body and mind as you do it. Don't pick the hardest person in your life to practice with. Start with a relatively easy or moderate situation or person and then go from there. This is really important. So let's get started. Find yourself in a comfortable position for meditation. And close your eyes or keep them open as you wish. Back upright, but not rigid or tight. It's helpful to start with a few breaths to get us settled. Notice what's happening in your mind as you consider doing this meditation. Are you feeling nervous? Feeling interested, curious? Just notice whatever is here. And see if there's someone who's popped into your mind, someone you'd really like to practice forgiveness with. Remember, not the hardest person. As you bring them to mind, you can recall the thing that they did that may have hurt you or hurt people you care about. Remember what it was they did and notice how you're feeling inside as you think of that. Contraction, fear, regret, anger, blame. Remember that forgiving someone doesn't mean forgetting what they did. And it definitely doesn't mean condoning their actions. It also doesn't mean passivity. You would never knowingly allow this to happen again if you had the ability. Let's try some phrases. May I open to forgiving you? May I one day open to forgiving you? May I consider the possibility of one day forgiving you? May I forgive you? Does So you can repeat these phrases, find the ones that make sense to you, the ones you connect with for your situation. This meditation can be intense, so please give yourself whatever space you need to decompress as we bring it to a close. We can always come back to this practice again and again. Remember, forgiveness is a process. It's not easy. It takes time, but it's absolutely powerful, completely worth it. Whenever you're ready, take a breath or two and open your eyes or end the meditation. Thanks for practicing with me. See you again.
Thanks to Diana. We'll be right back here on Monday. We're going to do something a little different, very interesting. We're going to get a kind of Hinduism 101. We talk about Buddhism a lot on this show, but haven't done much Hinduism. So that's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.